A bad attitude is like a flat tire. If you don't change it, you'll never go anywhere. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's audio, we learn that one way to improve your life is to improve your attitude. Enjoy.
Attitude plays a big part in life, and it affects how things turn out in the future. Studies have shown that how we react to things and others is mainly influenced by our perception and not the actual events or people. If you have a negative attitude, you negatively impact everything around you. But you can change this. By taking active steps to cultivate positivity, you can counteract and improve your attitude. Here are 15 ways you can turn a gloomy outlook into a more optimistic attitude. Number 1. Figure out exactly what needs to change. Before you can change anything, you first need to figure out what the problem is. Are you being snappy with everyone because you're sleep deprived? Are you miserable because you feel lonely? Find the culprit of your bad attitude. When something is bothering you and you just can't put a finger on exactly what it is, your attitude remains negative until you figure it out. Once you do, you can then do something about it, and your attitude will immediately change. Number 2, take responsibility for your thoughts and actions. You alone are in control of your life, and many of the negative situations and negative thoughts you harbor are influenced directly by you. By taking responsibility for your actions, you can begin to remove negativity from your life and create positivity. Negative thoughts cultivate negative actions. If you decide to have a positive attitude, you'll cultivate positive changes. For example, if you're passed over for a promotion at work, it's not necessarily because your boss doesn't like you. It could be related to your work performance. Instead of blaming your boss, talk to him or her about how you can improve at your job and then actively make these changes. Number 3, change the way you look at the situation. If you have a nagging issue that won't go away, instead of caving into your bad attitude, try to find a different way to think of the situation. After all, the way we respond to an experience is the way we end up feeling. For example, if you feel like you have too much to do at work, rather than complain and wish it will go away, look at the extra work as a challenge. Imagine how good it would feel to get through all this work and have your head above water again. Then, with your new positive attitude, attack your workload with enthusiasm. Find different ways to approach negative experiences, and you will come out with a more positive attitude. Number 4, don't let negatives drag you down. Having a positive attitude doesn't mean that you ignore real-world challenges or negative events in your life. Rather, it means you don't let them overtake your life and drain your emotional energy. Life is too short to let negative events control your attitude. Recognize a negative event, debrief it mentally, and then see the next event as something completely new and different. An example of this may be having a small disagreement with your spouse in the morning. This could ruin your entire day if you let it. So it's key to mentally debrief and move on so that your attitude improves and allows you to have a great day. Number 5, take action and then let it go. If you have something you need to get done and you've been putting it off because the result could go either way, the best thing to do to improve your attitude is to take the appropriate action required and then let it go. Holding on, worrying, and wasting precious time fretting will only put a downer on your attitude. If you remember that life is for living and what will be, then you can't go wrong. Worrying is a complete waste of your time. If it's going to happen, it will happen anyway, whether you worry about it or not. Number 6, start using more positive talk. If you want to change your bad attitude, change your negative talk. Instead of saying that you can't finish something in time, say, I can finish this portion of the project on time. Instead of sulking over not being invited to that party on Friday night, think to yourself, now I have some extra time to work on my hobby. These are just different ways of looking at a situation, and they will get your brain moving in a more positive direction. The words you use have a major impact on your attitude and emotional outlook, so choose to make them positive. Number 7. Prompt a positive perspective by visualization. It can be easy to be thrown off your positive game by a negative interaction. To avoid this pitfall, link an image in your mind, as well as a physical image in your space, with your positive thoughts. Number 8. Let go of expectations. Negativity often begins with expectations of yourself or others. Letting go of unrealistic or negative expectations will not only help you change your attitude, but it will also create a positive environment. Accept that nothing is perfect. Imperfection adds character, and letting go of any expectations of perfection will help you focus on the positive in any person or situation. Whenever something bad happens, forget it as much as possible, and then actively imagine things you want to happen. Likewise, if a person says something negative, consider it briefly, and then let it go.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.